This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Kate Constable here with you. We will get to NBA Finals action in just a bit. But first, as we bring in Christian Cipollini from BetMGM, got to ask you about this breaking golf news here, Christian, pertaining to the PGA Tour and LIV Golf merging. Does that change very much as far as the book is concerned?
Yeah, crazy one kind of came out of nowhere for us. But no, it doesn't really change much for the book. Actually, LIV Golf wasn't approved in most places, so it's actually probably a bit of a silver lining for the books that we get to have some of these bigger names like Phil and Brooks back in our normal lineup. So we're excited for it.
Yeah, a couple majors left, and you get more star players involved. So let's sit on NBA and NHL at the very end here. I'd imagine it's interesting from your perspective. While there's something you're rooting for that you know is a good result for the book, but you're also rooting for a longer series because you want as much action as possible. Let's go seven games and everything. So what are you rooting for in the NBA and NHL? Team to maybe not win the title? And if there's anything with MVP Conn Smythe that would help you guys out?
Yeah, so, I mean, the NHL is awesome for us. Either the Knights or the Panthers is a great outcome for us. We had a ton of liability on the Bruins, Rangers, Oilers, all those big teams, Avalanche, that got knocked out really early. So we've been in a good spot for a while here. So we really have no concerns when it comes to the NHL. Anything, we just want more games because we'll just get more action from there. When it comes to the NBA, the Heat are still a good outcome for us, but the Nuggets are a loser for us. So we are rooting for the Heat there. The Heat were one of our bigger winners for a while, but there was such a big price point even just a few weeks ago that they've actually jumped into where we'll still be a winner, but not a great winner. So the NBA isn't turning that great, but NHL, very, very good.
So the Nuggets aren't a great outcome for you, but are they a better outcome than if the Celtics or the Lakers were in the finals? Because I imagine there were quite a few futures bet on both of those teams where that would be, you know, even a bigger loss for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. That was the one outcome that we were really trying to fade there. The Lakers getting it. Lakers were by far our worst outcome. So we were really trying to avoid that. I mean, they got up to 120 something to one. So we were really trying to avoid that. We're the opposite of what the NBA was rooting for. They wanted Celtics Lakers and we wanted nothing to do with that.
When it comes to, say, the NBA Finals and some of the prop markets as far as, like, top scorer, top rebounder, things like that, any significant action that you've noticed?
Yeah, this one's tough because Jokic just dominates every single stat category. So while we're getting action, it's mostly on all these players that are longer shots because Jokic's price has been so low most of the time. I mean, we were still taking plenty of action on Jokic before the series started, even at like, you know, minus 250, things like that, we were still taking bets on him. Turned out to be a good bet because he's a massive favorite in almost every stat category at the moment.
I'm curious with the NBA and player props, how that's been going for you, because we find ourselves talking more and more about various NBA player props, and a lot of the bets I see out there, side is always going to be most popular. Typically, tell me if I'm wrong, followed up by total, but it seems like there's more and more popularity in all sports on these specific player props. Has NBA betting changed a lot with legalization over the last couple of years?
Yeah, so for sure, spread, total, money line, those are going to get more bets, you know, than anything we take by far. But those player props do creep around more. And BetMGM, since we're a partner with Entain, we do see a lot of the European side, and there's definitely way more player prop action on the U.S. side than that we have seen, you know, in Europe or in Asia. So we definitely like player props a lot more, and we will see it throughout the game. You know, sometimes it's random player props. that will sometimes get hit, you know, depending on what a player did. You know, we had a lot of Caleb Martin overs before game one, but those have started to kind of fade away a bit, you know, after the last two. But it kind of ebbs and flows. Sometimes certain players will pop up and sometimes others won't. But, yeah, there's definitely, definitely a lot of action on player props.
In terms of the total, it's kind of bounced around. It's sitting at, what, like 216 for the first game, back down to 214, up to 215.5 at some point, just kind of fluctuating from game to game. Has that been hard to figure out where to set the total at because these teams aren't necessarily shooting as well as they could, and then Miami goes off in another game, and you just there's so much variance in the shooting of these two teams that is it tough to set the total at the accurate price?
A little bit, yes and no. I mean, we'll see a lot of more movement, I guess, than we normally would. But, I mean, we kind of deal with this every day with the totals kind of flying all over the place. This is no college basketball. It might move 10, 15 points there. So I'll take an NBA Finals game where I can at least get a little shorter range there. So.
Yeah, when it comes to Jokic, certainly the odds are mighty, mighty short as far as him leading in any one category for the series. But when it comes to, say, points, rebounds, assists, certainly feels like that he's flying over that number with regularity. Have you guys took a beating as far as that specific prop is concerned?
Yeah, that one's always a problem. So pretty much any game, if Jokic is going to go over his points, rebounds, and assists, then we're not sitting pretty on that one. It's pretty much been the story for the entire regular season, every game of it. There's just a lot more action in the finals game. So when he does do this, it hurts a little bit more. So in those cases, we're hoping things happen like they did in game two, where we can make it back up on the spread and the money line. But yeah, we definitely typically lose on Jokic props because he seems to go over every time.
Christian, what about on the ice with hockey here? These are not two of the largest markets, but in Vegas, I'm sure there's quite the liability in the state of Nevada for you guys. But you know, not the name players that we were discussing early on in the playoffs, not the most popular teams. Through two games, what sort of action are you getting? I know you said that it's a great result no matter what, but game to game, what has the action been like?
Yeah, so, I mean, we have definitely seen it's kind of hard to judge, you know, our action year over year because there is a lot of changes. You know, we're entering in more states. But it does feel like the action is a bit down, you know, if I could just have the states that we were in last year, you know, with teams that aren't as popular. You're right. In Nevada, mm-hmm. we are taking a ton of hometown Knights bets. If I were to, you know, put our liability just in Nevada, we're going to lose on the Knights. But those other states kind of help prop us up. So, yeah, I mean, this matchup definitely is not as appealing as if we would have gotten Rangers Oilers or something like that, you know, Bruins Avalanche, that would have definitely taken a lot more bets. But like I said, we're definitely comfortable with this outcome and we'll take it.
Yeah. How does this year compare to previous years with the Bruins getting upset and Carolina and Toronto, who was the favorite after the Bruins went out? I'd imagine that it's been a pretty good year, but in terms of how it compares, what's that like?
In comparison to other years, I mean, this will be our best year, especially when you judge all the future markets and everything in general in a whole. This will be by far our best one. Helps that pretty much any time a big team, we were taking a lot of bets, they would get knocked out. So the Bruins, you know, no one believed the Panthers would beat them. And then, you know, that knocked out most of our liability. And then a bunch of people jumped on the Maple Leafs bandwagon and then the Panthers knocked them out too. So that was super helpful. But it is a little bit tough for us to judge because year over year doesn't end up being a lot of the same. But we would have definitely taken a lot more game by game action had it been a Bruins Avalanche than we're taking in this current series.
Christian, when it comes to the Conn Smythe market, certainly seemed like Sergei Bobrovsky had a case to be made for winning this thing. But with how he performed in Game 2 and to an extent how he performed in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, his odds have gotten a lot longer. How does that impact the action and liability?
Yeah, it's great for us. He was our most bet on player. So as you're mentioning that was the one that people like to jump on. He was our most bet, followed by Tkachuk, and then followed by Eichel. So right now with Marchessault being the favorite, we're looking pretty good. So if things can keep going the way that we're going, we'll be good. if it does flip back and Florida takes a couple games here and, you know, Tkachuk or Bobrovsky pop back into this, you know, we might take a little bit of a hit, but on a whole, we'll still be okay with how it's worked out.
Baseball question. You guys must love the Oakland Athletics this year. I'd imagine that their opposition is probably the most popular bet every single day. So what are they doing, and how are bettors finding creative ways? Because the number's out of hand. It doesn't take long for the market to adjust. What are bettors doing to fade the A's?
Yeah, I'm just betting the other team every time. I mean, we see it pretty much every day.
Okay. Not just like team total or some other stuff.
People will take the 2.5, 3.5. They'll take a lot of the alt run lines, you know, hoping that the A's lose by a lot, and that tends to happen. They can get a little juicier price there. You get the plus money, you know, at the 2.5, 3.5. And fortunately for the A's, it's tend to hit a few times this season. And yeah, they've been on. It's interesting, but the price point helps us, but they just don't end up winning. So it has not been in our favor.
Wow.
Is there, what's the cap on, you know, how long of favorites that you'll put the opposing team? Is there any cap on that? Because like you said, people taking a -2.5, things like that, that still seems pretty plausible for the A's opponent.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting that the times where baseball games will fly over, you know, like a team gets a -400 and, you know, deeper odds like that, we end up taking more bets on the dog at that point when it does start to really swing really far in the other direction. Mm-hmm. And at times, some of the bigger favorites on the money line, I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but I think we'd be surprised the amount of times the dog has won when it's been a massive favorite like that. But this Oakland A's team is a little bit different than random teams from the past because they're really bad.
Of course they are. Christian Cipollini of BetMGM, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Michael Leboff shares all of his Stanley Cup final playoff plays right here on the BetQL Network.